Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff. Just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Matt Man at 9.
That's right, I am Matt Man. He is 9.
Yeah, I am.
We're the Rise Guys.
Yeah, welcome to After Hours with the Razz Guys. You already heard all that, though, in the introduction. That's why we have an introduction. We got to say the same thing it says.
Or it may need to be a reminder since it's been like a month since we did this.
It's been a little bit. It has been.
Well, they made us take time off.
And every time we have a meeting, it's on the day we like to record the podcast.
Isn't that very interesting? The day that we record the podcast is the day that meetings also happen.
Well, it's also the only day people in the office come to work.
I know. So, we're taping. I mean, it's fine to say when we're taping this, right? Just for...
Yeah, you know, I don't think anybody cares.
Okay, so...
If taping, they expect this to be live on demand, they yeah.
Well, I didn't know if it mattered, but... So,
they don't just boot this up and start talking at your convenience.
We tape them on Tuesdays, generally speaking, and we're going to actually be doing... at the beginning. Oh, that wasn't me. At the beginning, at least doing 2 a week. And this one today, I'd definitely be a two-parter. But what was the point with that about us? So Tuesdays. Yeah, that's also the one day that the sales department works, like, in the office. I mean, they work from home.
Yeah, they do. But, I mean, we've also
been... I was giving them time to giggle while they're listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We've been slack about it, too. But, yeah, every time there's a meeting, it's always when we want to record the podcast, which we generally do every Tuesday, which is also meeting day.
Yeah.
So, it sounds different this time because we're doing it from home.
I wonder how much different. Like, is it better or is it... I mean, we'll have to see, right?
It won't be better, I don't think, because we're not in a proper production studio with proper. I mean, I'm using a microphone the size of a disposable big lighter. Look at this thing.
God, it looks like my dad's flip phone.
Look at it beside my lighter.
That's it. That's sure. Why are you talking like the Dan Rather now?
You got something in my mouth.
Uh-oh. That's a four-parter. Sup, Hoot? No, so we're going to get back on the rotation of doing these. Like, you know, first of the year kind of crap.
Being lazy.
Well, speak for yourself. But I will speak for myself and agree that I was as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, so anyway, that said, this is the day that we're taping this because, you know, it was a company holiday yesterday being, you know, MLK.
Uh-huh.
We did not work that day either. It's a company thing. They wouldn't let us. The fobs won't work.
No.
So our 20th anniversary show technically would have been yesterday had we worked. So it technically would have been today, but then it kind of was like out of sight, out of mind. I didn't even think about it till I got home, man. Did you?
No, I didn't think about it all morning today.
You didn't?
No, I didn't think about it all morning today, no.
God, I
thought about it yesterday on the anniversary day, or Sunday when it was, but yeah, I didn't think about it at all this morning.
See, this is weird about me. So January is such a bittersweet month. I mean, such a bittersweet month. Like, there's some, like, is that farts that I hear? Like, what is that?
I don't know. I don't hear anything.
Oh, I hear, like, it wasn't me, and I'm alone. But it's recording, so it's fine.
Yeah,
I'll say that I farted. Usual.
My security camera DVR makes some noise sometimes, but I don't hear it.
Oh, you got another bull in the yard.
No, I just out there. I don't have one.
But, like, so January, some of my lowest, not, like, as far as things I did, but, like, you know, as far as, like, my, you know, the way I feel, the lows of the lows kind of thing you talk about in life. But then also, like, I became a dad in January. I became a grandfather in January. And then the Rise Guys started, you guessed it, January. And then, but also some bad, like, you know, stuff, like I didn't, you know, bad things, tough times, you know what I'm saying, hot times, daddy. You know, before you're down there in the valley trying to get on top of the mountain.
Yeah, this is before you had any filth like a footh.
Yeah, filth like a footh. You know, I've never had one.
Me neither, man.
I had little shorts, my mama said, when I was a little boy. I had little filth like a thought.
Filth like reminds me of.
I can't even say like, that.
Filth like a thought.
You can't. No one can.
No.
Seersucker shorts. Here we go.
The Fearsucker reminds me of like a really thin corduroy, and I've had nothing but bad experiences with my thighs and corduroy.
Oh yeah, just started fire. You started.
Yeah,
running.
Yeah. I just imagine that. Seriously, the Fearsucker.
Fearsucker,
which is disintegrate between my legs.
God. Yeah. So, January. And plus, it's usually, you know, January is like, you know, okay, I'm going to try this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to change this. And, you know, about halfway through the month, you're like, F that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah.
Like, you know what sucks about social media, the good and the bad, is that...
Everything?
Well, no, I enjoy... I mean, some of the ones I enjoy. But it's the thing about the memories or the this day 3 years ago, this day 5 years ago. Some of them are like... Oh, hell yeah, that was great. Or I remember that. And some of them are like, God, man.
I tell you, I've determined that Facebook is the best type of social media because I saw something that Elon Musk was tweeting or something about how Twitter makes people angry, Instagram makes people depressed. Well, see, Facebook does both.
Well, I don't understand when people, and I don't understand people saying Instagram makes them depressed. Like, that's wild to me.
I don't think anybody says it about themselves. I think it's just something that
they just
observe. Because, yeah, you know what it is. It's, you know, we've talked about it before, how you're just watching everybody's highlight reel while you're sitting there like a lump on the couch kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or it seems like everybody else is living it up because you don't see when they're sitting on the couch stinking.
That was me on Christmas because everybody was sick and I was having a blue Christmas without everybody.
Yeah.
And I was like, F off with your pictures on Instagram and stuff. I muted everybody for like all through New Year's.
Yeah.
It's like no one's posting anything.
I don't have a feed anymore.
I muted everyone. So, man, now I'm reliving some shit. Stuff.
Stop it. Cussing, I mean, and reliving things. Neither one.
You know what's so weird? Like, this is going to be Tangent City, but... Like, what's so weird is the various – what is that sound now? Something is moving.
I was moving my microphone.
Okay. The various, you know, words – and I know I'm like a broken record with this, but like, you know, the S word, F word, things like that, that we're talking about, you know, Instagram, how people put their best life out there for you to see, and you don't hear them cussing their kids to comb their hair and get ready for this pretty picture. And they, so with what we do with like the podcast and everything, they like YouTube and iTunes and all of them, if you use it like more than a few times, they will like push it down the ranking or of the algorithm.
Uh-huh.
But yet you could go on here and talk about the grossest stuff as long as you don't say any of those words. And
it's, yes,
that's, I don't know. Damn, I'm 47. I'm not a kid anymore. Mm-hmm. I want to I want to go take an F&S if I want.
Yeah. I guess the world's like, well, you don't have to announce it to everybody, which is tough for men not to do. Anytime we stand up and go to the bathroom, we're going to announce what the fuck we're about to do.
Well, I just meant, you know, using that in context, or, you know, hey, I don't give a S about that.
Yeah.
But crap, totally fine. Thanks, yeah. Thomas Crap. He invented the toilet.
Crapper.
I know.
Crapper John MD.
I wanted to make somebody Google Thomas Crap and see what popped
up. They won't do that.
Yeah, so 20 years, man. It's, God dang. You know, I was talking to somebody I graduated high school with the other day. And they were saying, you know, all this different stuff. And I was like, you know, we're coming up on 30 years since I graduated high school. You could have said, come within any point of closeness to how your life is going to be in 30 years.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have even come close. And that's not to say high on that hog or whatever, high horse stuff, but like never, like the things we've been able to do and places we've been able to go and people meet and all that stuff is never, ever.
Yeah, something we don't talk much about. It's time, because it's hard to remember the night because we're hanging out with Tommy Chong. But the time we hung out with Tommy Chong and opened his comedy show. People who've only been listening to us for the last 15 years probably have no idea that we did that.
We should talk about that again on the regular show, too.
Yeah, we should, man. Like, we opened the show for Tommy Chong and Shelby Chong, his wife.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, yeah. So if you're on the undercard, or not the undercard, but the you know, how like at a music festival, you know, they'll have the big acts in big bold letters, and as it goes down smaller, you're right there by a card subject to change. Can you say that you opened for Red Hot Chili Peppers if you were playing at 11:30 a.m. and they went on at 10:30 p.m.?
Yeah.
But it was the same night within like 45 minutes. I mean, she would have been like, so.
Well, yeah, what? Minutes, she did like a half hour, then he came out and did like an hour.
You know, and that's the thing that, especially in, well, not just in your world, but like in, you know, our age range world, like pop culture icons of, you know, I'll be honest, their movies, the couple of them, I enjoyed. I remember my dad had an album.
Yeah.
Which
you had Up in Smoke and you had Nice Dreams and the rest of them weren't that good.
Yeah. He had the one that, he had whatever album he had was by a lot of Catholic songs on there.
Okay.
Which is so odd that my dad had an album about weed and Catholicism and my mother didn't divorce him over it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Must have took the album cover away from him. He just got to keep the vinyl.
Or at least the giant rolling paper from inside it.
Oh, yeah. God. But, yeah, so that, I mean, I'll have to, you know, eventually I have like four laptops that are just full of hidden gems of photos and MP3s of the show. And they broke for whatever reason, you know. Like, I have one laptop in the garage. It's like it broke in half. Like, the screen detached itself. You were smoking a lot. And I can only imagine, because I was thinking, I don't know where that picture is of you and I and Tommy Chong.
Yeah, in the broom closet, a.k.a. green room.
God, that's the thing. I remember thinking about, like, it's Tommy Chong. And this was in Charlotte.
Yeah, the old Comedy Zone.
The old Comedy Zone. And like, it's
before
Tommy,
it moved to Matthews.
That's Tommy Chong. This is right before he got arrested and went to jail for all the selling paraphernalia charges and everything. Or was it after?
I don't remember.
Well,
I don't know. It was either before or after he went to prison.
You're like that guy, and the dressing room is literally, quite literally, a long broom closet.
Yeah.
I had to walk sideways to go down into his room.
Well, we're both a lot bigger back then, but yeah.
Very rotund. You had very much longer hair, too. You had way longer hair.
Yeah, I did.
I can see the picture because I stared at it for so long. I was wearing a Tommy Hilfiger polo. You were wearing an Atlanta Braves shirt, and you had big hair.
Oh yeah, big hair.
Yeah, he looked high.
I wonder why.
Yeah, and we didn't either. That's the one thing people would always say. Did you get high with him? No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Each other, but not with him.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't really have an opportunity in the broom closet.
No, no. But even that, like, and I know I'm a bigger fan than you are, Jimmy, but like, the TV show Impractical Jokers, we got to, you know, no, we've had all of them on except Q, but,
as you get a personal vendetta.
Well, we got, and I, you know, look, I'll be honest, I kind of finagled into this, but I told Murr, I was like, hey, man, if you're going to come on the show, I think he and Joe came on. I was like, ask us to open for you. In other words, we would just go up and like introduce him. He's like, okay, can you do like 10 minutes? And we're like, hell yeah, dude. We do 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
But 10 minutes on a stage in front of, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 people.
Yeah, 4,000 or 5,000 Yankees at that.
Yeah. That was my big faux pas, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I was like, these guys are from New York. All these people are from the South. We'll make some Yankee jokes. No.
I have to reinforce that we're doing this from home. Let me rinse out my coffee mug right quick.
Oh, they're going to think you're taking a whiz in the studio.
I just figured out that I could pick up my netbook and walk around with it, around the house with it.
I just realized that netbook is in a reference to notebook. No, I'm just kidding. I knew that.
Yeah.
But so they're like, hey, can you go up and do 10 minutes? And we're like, oh, yeah. And then you get up there, and the jokes you're doing is not going well with the crowd. And our then assistant producer, Jeff Lewis Neal, we saw him coming in late, just like he goes everywhere late. And we're like, what do we do? And you see Jeff because he's walking around looking like a tampon, just the way his head looked.
Was that when he had the sprout?
I think we'd already cut that.
That's post sprout.
Yeah, but I just remember seeing him stick out like a sort, like literally like a thumb because of his hair and his head.
He would do that.
And we're like, what do we do to get this crowd doing rowdy? Blah. We said, you see this guy right there at section 223? Start booing him till he gets to his seat.
Yeah, because he's walking down the steps in his affliction.
And the whole way for like, I'm not embellishing, like 3 minutes of boo. And when they would slow down, we'd get the mic and say boo, and they started doing it more. And it was like,
it was great, man.
That was a fun time too. I mean, that and any time. See, here's the thing I will say, and some of you I already know will like roll your eyes, and the rest of you say, you know what, I can see that when. Sans the text line, which we take full advantage of, and then the phones, you know, on the regular show, and social media after the fact, like, you know, when a band is playing or a comedian is performing, they can see their audience. They can see them dancing into it, or they're not into the joke or whatever. We can't do that with radio. So when you're on a stage and you can kind of see that, like, oh, man. People are into our stuff.
Yeah.
It's a nice feeling. Like, I totally see why those people, like, say, oh, yeah, man, I live off the pop. Feels good.
Yeah, it's a great feel. Oh, man, we got to take a break.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, so that, you know, that was a cool thing to do. In any of those times, you know, we birthday bash, big concert festivals, our station, COVID put a damper on it, but
you know, everything was fun we do and making money and stuff.
Yeah, but that's a cool feeling too. And then we got to be. This isn't like a name to drop now, although he's a nice, nice son of a bitch. But we got to be friends with Larry the Cable Guy before he popped.
We did.
Before he got on Blue Collar Comedy, like we had his phone number, and I think it was his home phone because we'd get his answer machine, and he'd say, "You reached Dan, not here right now." And I was like, "This is the wrong number." And then you probably Googled it. You're like, "Dude, his name's Dan Whitney," and I'm like, "Oh my god, why didn't he?"
Now that he's worth $100 million, we can't talk to him no more.
No, he comes to our town and plays in a golf tournament. We can't even get media badges to anymore.
Yeah, he does.
The damnedest thing. The more successful we get in this area, the less access we get to stuff. It's so weird. Haters, I don't get either. I don't get it. Like I want. But why? Like they orally satisfy anybody from around here that goes and runs the Tour de France.
Yeah,
or goes and wins the UFC fight.
I'll tell you, there's a certain bias against people who are actually from this area. We want people from other areas to move here and do well. We don't care if people from here do anything.
Well, Wonder Boy's from here. I referenced him and Joe. Yeah. They're both from here, but
yeah. But what's his profile's not nearly as big locally as it should be either.
Yeah, I mean, what's he got? Like a million followers. I mean, he's doing just fine. But yeah, around here, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Hey, you're popping again.
I'm eating a cookie.
Oh, god dang. but with Larry, we got to, you know, in my mind, develop a rapport. He may never remember it, but you know, we'd have him on.
Too many counting as $100 million.
We'd have him on the show, and he would just come on and do like a little weekly, whatever was in the news, current events, kind of make fun of it stuff. And so then when he blew up, he played Little John Coliseum in Clemson. And
I like how you put the P in it.
Clemp.
Yeah, Clemson.
He says, "Hey, I can't do a Larry the Cable Guy," but he's like, "Hey, why don't you, why don't you guys not open for me, but go out and introduce, you know, whatever it's called. Introduce me." That sounds like that's I don't know what you call it. Intro. Yeah.
Yeah. Hype. Yeah. Introduce me. You mean intro?
But our
intro me?
the company that that owns us also owns a station. Doesn't own us. I'm not owned by anybody. By the, our, they own our radio show.
Yeah, the company we work for.
There you go. Uh-huh.
That's probably the easiest way to say it. The company we work for.
So they, with the money that they had spent to advertise, it also spent a portion of it on that other station, which they had John Boy and Billy on in the morning. Yeah. Still do.
Nobody listens anymore, but they still got them.
And Larry would go on their show from time to time as well. So he's like, hey, what if y'all cool with, you know, I can't do an impression of him, but he's like, hey, guys, would you be cool with...
That's my dog.
Oh, I thought you were eating again. He's like, hey, guys, would you be cool with sharing the stage with John Boy and Billy to introduce me? And I was like, okay, that's going to be awkward, but hell yeah. This was like year two.
Yeah, of course, they're getting paid probably like five figures to be there to do this, and we're doing it for free, losing gas money to go do it.
We got comp tickets. So
we got free tickets.
But you know what? We got
and back then gas didn't cost as much. We didn't lose near as much as you think.
Them five figures though, they never got because their ego took it away.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Like they would not, and this is again this
I guarantee was, they get that five figures before they leave the house though.
Well, they're like a veteran indie wrestler.
Yeah.
But you know, here they are. I mean, I don't know what year they were in at that point. Probably 20. Probably where we are now.
Yeah, we're around, in our around that. Yeah,
we're in our infancy. They're syndicated. We're practically nobodies outside of. I'm not saying we're somebody in it, but you know, like unknown outside the metro area.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't do it if we were there. Like they thought either. They didn't want to share the stage with another morning show, or they thought like they were too big to share it with us.
They didn't want to give us no rub.
And that's one thing.
Which is funny to have that level of success and see us at that point as a threat. But they apparently pretty bright because they apparently saw something in us.
Well, that's one thing I told Larry that night. And again, it's probably something he'll never remember, but it means a whole lot to me. Like, he stuck by – he didn't say, well, guys, I got to let John Boy – I mean, they're a bigger show and blah, blah, blah. He's like, all right, well, if y'all don't want to do it – and we did it. You and I and, like, we did it, and I have that picture.
Yeah.
I don't like what I'm wearing, though, so I'll never put it on the internet.
What were you wearing?
Okay, you remember them – this is the stupidest thing about radio then.
Was it that blue and white shirt?
The baseball jersey.
Oh, okay, yeah, the stupid – yeah, baseball jersey.
I don't know what the deal was with work shirts and baseball jerseys with radio attire.
Yeah, work shirts, baseball jerseys, weird rubber shirts, weird pullovers with like zip-off half sleeves. All kind. We've had the weirdest stuff.
We've never had regular
just,
shirts.
Never could have just a regular shirt.
But then again,
that's why, like, for the last decade, I've only worn radio station T-shirts when I have to wear something radio station on it. But luckily now we're at a point where we don't really have to wear stuff with logos on it.
I'm glad you said that, and that's something that I kind of, I don't even say bit the gun on or bullet on. Don't bite the gun. But I said to the boss, I was like, dude, I was like, and again, this isn't like bougie bullcrap, but it's like. I mean, the minute we get there, people come up and talk to us. I said, I don't think they're going to say, hey, is that them?
Well, there's not- pictures of us all over the place when we go out to an appearance like that. So if you can't see the pictures and then us and figure out it's the same people, we got issues.
Oh, that's nine. He's wearing a shirt with an upside-down cross with blood splattered all over the place.
Right? Yeah.
And that's Matt Man because he's wearing that same logo hat everywhere.
We wouldn't call it the inverted cross, thank you.
Perverted.
In our community.
But that was... That was a weird time, and so now, you know, we just wear whatever it is stuff. But I did, so I enjoyed that about Larry the Cable Guy kind of saying, it wasn't an F you to John Boy and Billy, but it was more like standing up for the little dogs, I guess?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah, it's one of our better stories, too, because we get big time by them, and they knew we were a threat even then. That's how I like to look at it now.
Well, that's giving them too much credit because we wasn't all that good then. But
no, we weren't. But I like look. I'm rewriting the revisionist history. They saw us as a threat even then. They knew what we were.
Yeah. Well,
and we are who they thought we were.
They should have shared that with the then owners of the company.
No, I didn't want to do that. They saw us as a threat.
That's true. But then talking about, you know, the ebbs and flow of the show, like, I mean, we can break this down as far as you want to go. You just tell me. But I mean, what do you want to hit? Like, we've hit that stuff. You know, we've told the story about Slipknot humpteen times.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the very first stories. But see, you mentioned that, and it was Stone Sour. But you mentioned that somebody's listening who hasn't heard that story. Now they're interested in that story because it's a funny story. By the time we were going to legendary South Carolina Rock and Roll Club, Ground Zero.
Ground Zero.
Yeah, around here is Ground Zero, you know.
Ground Zero.
And Stone Sour is playing. And Stone Sour just blew up huge because Bother was out, their first single. Mm-hmm. And he just blown the hell up massively. And, I mean, it was one of those people hanging from the rafters, turning them away at the door, packed well past capacity and the point of safety probably that night. There's people just crawling in through whatever damn duct and hole in the ground they can find. And our promotions guy at the time, Nash Yerkel.
That's when the radio station van had speakers that would play
like boat speakers. Yeah, it was like speakers you'd mount on a boat and they're mounted on the outside of this thing. So he turns in there on Howard Street into the old gravel lot and he flips on the outside speakers to be cool. But we're rolling up to Ground Zero and we're going to see Stone Sour featuring Corey Taylor, Slipknot. And he turns on the outside speakers and everybody in the parking lot Ground Zero hears, "Little girl, you're in the middle of the ride." And they start throwing rocks and bottles and shit at us.
Jimmy Eat World, of course, was playing. And they look at us, and things started pelting the side of the van.
They're just pelting us with stuff, man. Rock, I mean, we're in a gravel parking lot. They're just throwing rocks and beer bottles or whatever they got. I think a baby bounced off the windshield.
If we had been playing, like, Blink 182, like, this they may have said.
Well, at least they would have been talking about jacking off or something.
Well, no, it's take off your pants and jacket.
That's true.
But, yeah, man. But then Corey Taylor, again, being like, still to this day, I don't know. I want to think that it was them having fun at our expense, but it gave us a fun story. He's like, and I think they did like a meet and greet with like listeners with us. And then they were like, "Hey, you guys want to go on the tour bus for a drink?" Oh, this will lead to the Hellstorm story too. Hey guys.
Oh, geez, the Hellstorm story is great. Hey, the Hellstorm story is going to be in part two of this.
Okay, good. So they said, "Hey, do you guys want to go on the tour bus and have a drink?" And they're like, "Hell yeah, man. I'll drink with Corey Taylor and Jim Root and all these guys." And we get on there and they bust open Diet Cokes.
Yeah. He said he had to save the regular Coke for his Jack after the show.
Yeah.
I guess using his lube or something.
But we were way worse in shape than we are now. If you've seen us lately, you'd be going, "God bless, how?"
He's still alive.
And so were we getting ribbed or pranked or whatever you want to call it? Are we getting jackassed by Stone Sour?
Yeah, I don't think it was like that.
Let's give them Diet Cokes.
Like, I'm plenty paranoid, and I didn't get that impression.
Well, even if it was, I enjoy that. Because if we just went on there and, "Oh, yeah, dude, we did shots of Jack," that's basic. Yeah. We did shots of Diet Coke.
Yeah, we did.
You want to sound cooler? We did Coke with Stone Sour.
We did Diet
Coke with Stone Sour.
With Corey Taylor, yeah.
Yeah. And Root was on there, too. Yeah. He was a tall son of a bitch.
Yeah, he was. So I guess on the doing Diet Coke with Corey Taylor, we'll wrap up part one, and we'll come back with part two.
Part two of who knows how many.
Yeah, I really want to start part two with that story about Hellstorm too, because that's a great story.
That one just popped in. Mentioning tour bus made that one pop in. So yeah, stand by. We don't know how soon part two will drop, but we're going to try to do at least two a week of these for you guys.
Yeah, hopefully you listen to this right now, and it'll either be available immediately, depending on when you listen to it, or you can wait till tomorrow if you listen to it the day it comes out.
Yeah, and please like it and share it and comment and all that stuff. And we appreciate you. For After Hours with the Rise Guys, I'm Matt Man.
Hey, I'm Nine Guys. I'm just one guy, but I'm Nine Guys.
You should have a burger place. And this has been After Hours with the Rise Guys.
No, we're just going to keep recording and go right into part two.
We're not going to say previous. Yeah, we don't do all that shit.
Yeah.
Because it'll show up in the thing.
Yeah. So we'll just go ahead and kick off part two and do that real quick.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.